Twitter and or I'm on TikTok and then I get on Twitter. And apparently Armie Hammer is a cannibal. What the fuck? Anyways, he seemed like such a a nice, soft-spoken person, you know, in Call Me By Your Name in his other movie. That you would never think, you know? But it's not surprising either, because he is super wealthy. He comes from a really wealthy family. And wealthy rich people, wealthy white men have a history. And it's not a good one. Anyways, there's a lot. It seems like he was just really, really abusive, to a lot of people. It seemed like he cheated on his wife a lot and cheated on, he made it seem like he was only pursuing X amount of people, but really it was more than, a lot more than. So all these girls were let on and ghosted, and yeah, I checked kind of the full story out on the Instagram page. Official Eiffel or something like that. Anyways, but so she, the Instagram is run by someone who, you know, is exposing him, and she had been in a relationship with him, I assume, more like an entanglement, not a relationship. But a lot of the things he said were really, really weird and super abusive, a lot of trigger warning, a lot of just really gross. I know there's kinks and stuff like that, but this stuff is so fucking gross. Sorry, he literally seems like a cannibal. Throughout the leaked DMs, it really seems like that. He said he wanted to suck on blood, wanted to break people's bones, and oh my gosh, oof, that's a whole ass story. And I definitely believe girl, you know, always believe the victim before, you know, don't believe everyone indefinitely, but I think it's always good to believe the victim first, and then, you know, with more that comes out, then, you know, make your own judgment. But I definitely believe it. It seems legit. And it seems like he's done this to a lot of people. And it's scary to think how many people in Hollywood and in, you know, who are in the top 1% or 0.1%, I should say, and in Hollywood and who are celebrity, they can do so much. They have so much power because, you know, people are scared to fucking speak out about things like this. But then when you learn that there's more people involved, then that gives you the courage to actually speak out, which is really good that she finally exposed him, so no one else will hopefully go through no one else will go through this, hopefully, and he gets in trouble. I don't really know, if you will. I don't think you will. But that's just crazy. It makes me wonder how much more, happened and like no one knows in Hollywood, like how much more? And like, what if it involves people we really admire and really, really respect and wouldn't ever think of that stuff surrounding them? Like, I feel like that could be a possibility. Anyways, that's like the weirdest thing and really, really like disgusting to hear. And I really, really hope that the victims, you know, see that he actually does get in trouble one way or another. Maybe some, I don't know.